Same thing.
Except it's not as good.
Sliced.
It's certainly annoying to pick up a little package and look through a little bitty window. There's just no way you can beat it.
Sure can.
Well, what did you call that skin? Oh, maybe I'm suggesting a term on your bacon.
Well, it's just bacon rind. Mm-hmm.
And if you kept your meat too long, it began to smell. You'd say
it's getting old and stale, and something else you call it too. Rancid. And there's another word, but I can't think what it is now.
And if it was just plain no good, well, if it had just gone too far, you'd say it's meat
was spoiled.
When you butchered, did you ever take the head of the pig and do anything with it?
Take the brains out sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And they'd take the jowls, and Mother used to cook those.
Was the head ever boiled and scraped?
No, we never did do that.
Uh-huh.
We just take the brains out and cut the jowls off.
Uh-huh.
So give the head to the hound.
Did people do that? Did they take the parts of the head and do things with them?
I never did see it.
No. I was just wondering about head cheese.
Well, I don't. No, I don't. I think that's a different thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is. I don't think that thing's the hog's head. It might be. I might be wrong, but I never did see any.
Uh-huh. You mentioned sausage. Did you ever take liver?
Yes, you fry liver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've done that all the time, liver.
Did you do anything with the blood?
No, bring it off.
Oh, what did you call milk when it was just beginning to turn sour?
Clabber.
Now, was it just beginning then?
Or well, it was blinky. It was blinky then.
Blinky, that's the first part.
Yeah, then it clabber and it follows.
Uh-huh. And did you ever take milk and put it in boiling water? And then take the curds and... I think this is the way you make it.
Take milk and put it in boiling water.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, put it in a bag or something and then dip it in boiling
water. Oh, yeah, that's make cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was that ever?
That was made out of buttermilk, though, wasn't it? Instead.
Oh.
Yeah, that is buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
You don't make that out of sweet milk.
Uh-huh.
And after that, that butter, that clabber, either one, that's made out of clabber, by George. That's what it's made out of.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that in a sack, and we used to hang it up, taking a little old flour sack, hang it up on a clothesline, and let all that liquid drop out,
mm-hmm.
drip out. Then it's butter cottage cheese.
My, that's good, isn't
yeah,
it?
You bet.
Is that what you called it as a boy?
Yeah, that's what we called it.
Have you ever heard that called smear K's around here?
No, I never did hear it called that.
Let's see. Clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese, I've heard it called clabber cheese. Uh-huh. Yeah, clabber cheese.
Did your mother take fruit and bake them into pies? Well, not really pies, but use a dish, or maybe this deep, and bake them with a crust?
Yeah, cobbler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you bet. Peach cobbler and apricot cobbler, that's pretty good eating.
Did you have anything to pour over that?
Yeah, I have whipped cream.
Oh, my goodness.
And sometimes she'd have some chocolate, but mostly whipped cream is what she used. Mm-hmm.
You look back on it, and it's a wonder that everybody didn't weigh 400 pounds.
It sure is. You worked a lot of it off then, yeah. More than you do now. You got more.